Catherine, who edited Across the Pond this week?
I have no idea.
Edited?
Ed Miliband. Fulfilled his lifelong dream. Perhaps not his lifelong dream, but a dream that I can see that he's had of developing a bromance with Barack Obama. And he's the opposition leader. It always looks good for the opposition leader to have an audience with the President of the United States. And I know they spoke about a lot leading up to the 2015 bid for Prime Minister. They spoke about Gaza and Ukraine and climate change and the EU and the Scottish referendum. But they only had an audience of 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm really confused. Like, did Ed Miliband rap all of that to Obama to try to impress him?
It's a hell of a lot of stuff, isn't it? It was the EU, Scottish referendum, climate change, the economy. It's more like an episode of our show than a political meeting.
Well, it was. He had to ask for it, didn't he? It was called a brush by. Because what happens is that he wasn't invited to the White House. Somebody else invites him, and he has a meeting, and then Obama pops in as if by accident, and they chat in a very staged and awkward way. And I think it just looked all too desperate. I think Miliband would have redeemed himself if when Barack had come in, he'd have looked up and said, oh, not now, Baz. Sorry, I mean, could you give us 10 minutes?
But it's diplomatic protocol, isn't it? I think it discourages formal meetings between a US president and another country's opposition politician. I was thinking about this. It's a bit less hassle to sit down with Ed now than to meet with whichever proper politician replaces him next year. So.
There was a beautiful picture on the internet of the meeting, and they're all sitting around the table, and Ed is looking so furiously concentrated on Barack. I mean, it's obsessional. He is staring passionately at Barack Obama, willing him to help him with his bid. But beside Ed Miliband is someone called Lord Wood of Anfield, and if you look very closely in the picture, and this is genuinely true, by his side is a plastic bag with the House of Commons motto on it. So they've travelled to America with a wee plastic bag of souvenirs for Barack Obama, like, you know, a snow globe and maybe some mints.
It's especially, if I was managing Miliband's public image, I think the last thing I'd do is photograph him next to charismatic people. I mean...
He was asked why he was going, and he made a very pompous speech. I'm going because I want to be Prime Minister of Britain in less than 10 months, and because it's incredibly important, and it's because I think it's what the British people would want. And I get to go in an aeroplane up in the sky, and I get free Coke, and I don't even have to pay for it.
No, I think it's good. He wants to be seen like a proper British Prime Minister, and he deserves the same chance to be told what to do by the Americans as everyone else. Actually, it's weird, all these opposition leaders who go to such lengths to look prime ministerial.
Brown didn't, even when he was prime minister, didn't get a proper meeting.
Did he not?
No,
he didn't.
They met
in a kitchen. In a kitchen,
and Brown had to stay inside the microwave.
It is a smart move. I mean, I experienced a similar meeting I organized to be dating the quarterback of our high school football team, and I have to say, it really helped me win the bid for prom queen that year. It's just smart partnership.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's just winning by association.
Well, if Ed Miliband was up for prom queen, he'd have a much better chance.
Labour leader Ed Miliband had an informal meeting with US President Barack Obama in the White House this week. Miliband joins a long line of opposition leaders who have visited US presidents before general elections. The meeting lasted 25 minutes, during which time the pair managed to fit in discussions of the Ukraine, Gaza, Scottish independence, the economy and the EU, and a 10-minute awkward silence after Miliband said, "You're the best, Mr. Obama, can I touch your face?" The meeting was arranged thanks to David Axelrod, the Labour campaign strategist who used to be Obama's advisor, who may or who may not have wrangled the meeting by tricking his former boss into believing Miliband to be a terminally ill child. 2 points to Catherine. Bob, who got a degree confused?